A very good evening on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Southeast Hebrew Congregation in Silver Spring. Our session this evening is Le'iloi Nishmas Nesanel Ezra ben Reb Shlomo David. Nesanel Ezra Zechrono Levracha ben Shlomo David Neiro Yoir. Shkolim Daf Yud Aleph, Shkolim 11a. Pagination page 21, but we will start with the Mishnah on the facing page. So we're starting on Yud Amid Beis 10b, pagination page 20 at the top of the page at the Mishnah. Para, the para aduma, purchasing the animal, v'soir hamishtaleach, and the goat which was sent on Yom Kippur. There were two goats, and the one that was sent off to be thrown off a cliff, the lashon shel zahoris, and the cloth, the thread of red, and we'll have to discuss which thread we're referring to, because we know that there are two threads that could be discussed in this topic. One is the pasuk in Parshas Chukas says that some red thread was thrown into the mixture when the para aduma was burnt. And there was also a famous thread that was placed between the horn on the horns of the animal, of the goat that was sent on Yom Kippur, and that we're told that that red thread, they would divide, and they would actually watch as the part that they kept would turn white in fulfillment of the illustration of red sin turning white and being cleansed on the day of Yom Kippur. So in any case, these items, the thread and these two animals that are described, bo'in mitrumas halishka, they would be purchased from the original tithed coins from the lishka, the part that was put into the containers. Those specific coins were used for this. In other words, this is the highest level of purchasing. Kevesh para, the ramp for the para aduma, the kevesh sa'ir, and the ramp in order to take this sa'ir, this goat that we just described, hamishtaleach on Yom Kippur, and those two needed ramps for different reasons. The para aduma, because we do everything in specific holiness, and we're worried that there might be a kever, a grave, somewhere as they have to walk from the Beis HaMikdash off to the nearby mountain, so we're worried that there might be a grave there and the Kohen will become Tamei. So we make sure that when we walk, do that march, so to speak, there was a ramp that was built, or actually two ramps, one on top of the other, to separate so that he was not walking over a grave without an interruption, so that he was in a separate location. There was a ramp in between, and he would not become tamei from the grave that was underneath him. The ramp by the sa'ir is a different type of ramp. It was in order to keep the bystanders at bay, because they had this habit of telling him on Yom Kippur, go, 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 and they would touch him, trying to get him to go, thinking in some way that the entire atonement hinged on him getting out of there and throwing that animal off the cliff. Obviously, tshuva has something to do with this too, but they would agitate him, so they built a ramp to separate him from the people. V'loshon shebein karnov, and over here the Mishnah says, and the thread that was between the horns of the animal, v'amas hamayim, and the stream of water that went through the Beis HaMikdash, upkeep of it, v'chomos ha'ir migdalosea, the walls of the city, its towers, v'chol tzarcha ya'ir, and other needs of the city, ba'in mishiyare ha'lishka, that all comes from the leftovers that were in the room after the tithe was taken. So again, the first three items are from the actual tithe, and the remaining things are taken from the shiyorei halishka. So going back, which type of thread were we talking about? So the simple way to understand the Mishnah is that since in the second part of the Mishnah, on the fourth line of the page, we say that the thread that we're dealing with over there in the second category is the thread that goes around the horns. So presumably, the first type of thread that we were talking about was talking about the thread of the Para Aduma. The first category is a higher level of holiness, and you use the actual tithed coins because that's written in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, put this red thread into the mix. The second category is more of an asmachta or a custom, or exactly what the source is, but they put this thread on the horns of the animal to separate it from a similar animal that was brought as a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's not quite as holy, and therefore it was purchased from the leftovers in the Lishka after the tithe was taken. Finally, Abashol Omer, Abashol says, Kevesh Para Kohanim Gedolim Osim Mishal Atzman, the ramp of the Para Aduma was built by the Kohanim Gedolim themselves. It was a great honor that they got to do a Para Aduma in their lifetime. And they would build that Kevesh on their own, and it was not coming from the Shiarei HaLishka. That is a quick overview of our topic, coming from the Mishnah from yesterday's daf. Let's continue on today's daf, towards the back of the volume. Shkalim, daf yud aleph, amud aleph, page 21 in Shkalim, the second line, the last word on the line. Omer Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina tells us, Shachtzis gidola, a tremendous haughtiness, Haisa b'vnei Kohanim Gedolim was among the Kohanim Gedolim. Sheyosem mishishim kikrei zav, it would take more than 60 kikarim of gold, a tremendous astronomic sum, hayamotziyim ba, that they would have to spend, shayakiv sheshapara omeid, they would build a ramp for the Para Aduma so that they could walk it from the Beis HaMikdash to where they're going to bring the Para Aduma outside the Beis HaMikdash. So they built that ramp, even though the previous ramp from the previous Para Aduma was still standing. Right? You go in Eretz Yisrael, sometimes you could find artifacts, you could find buildings that are still standing from an era long gone. So over here, maybe 100, 200 years later, it could be the ramp was still standing, and the new Kohen Gadol would build his own, and the initial observation about such behavior is that it's an act of haughtiness. He needs the ramp to be called, you know, Verrazano Bridge is not good enough, I gotta build my own. And they would not bring the Para Aduma out on their friend's ramp. I need my own. Elasosro, they would tear down the old ramp. Ubono Samishelo, and he would build his own. That's the initial reaction of the Gemara. Hesib Rabbi Ula Kamirav Mona. Rabbi Ula objected. And he said, Vatani Shemanat.
You are now unmuted.
Vatani Shemanat Tzadik. We learned regarding Shemanat Tzadik, Shtei Paros Asa. He made two cows, lo bikevesh otziyazu otziyazu, and he did not take the second one out with the same ramp as the first one. This is all Shimon HaTzadik, the same person. And he knocked down his old ramp in order to build a new ramp because there were two Para Adumas in his lifetime. Shimon HaTzadik was a great man. He's one of the earliest people mentioned in Pirkei Avos, and he's an astounding person. And if you see that he knocked down his own ramp, and it was him who did this, it's hard to say that it was haughtiness that I knocked down the other guy's ramp for my ramp, and I'm an ordinary person, you could claim that I'm haughty. To say that about Shimon HaTzadik and on his own ramp, there are two problems here. It doesn't match. Islach l'meimar, are you going to tell me Shimon HaTzadik shachatzoya? that he was haughty. My kidon, what must be the solution here? Al shemai lohi beparo, because it's a asset to the paro that we went out of our way to build its own ramp. Each one is treated with kid gloves, with special. Silsuli bapara, it's an honor.
You are now muted.
It's an honor to the para, and therefore don't read into it anything negative. Instead, simply understand that each para aduma was such a momentous event that they built its own ramp for it. And again, going back to the Mishnah, Abishol's opinion is the Kohanim Gedolim built it. The Mishnah's initial reaction was the ramp is important enough that the Beis HaMikdash funds from the Machatzis HaShekel would be appropriate to fund this endeavor. Yeshe Koach, have a great evening.